VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Two bombs exploded at a wrestling club in the capital Kabul, the Afghan capital Kabul, on Wednesday. At least 20 people have been killed, more than 60 wounded. Police said a suicide bomber blew himself up inside the club, which is in a mainly Shiite neighborhood. A second explosion happened nearby as victims of the first attack were being cared for. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but it does bear the hallmarks of the Islamic State terrorist group. A plane from Dubai was quarantined at New York's JFK Airport Wednesday morning after reports that a mysterious illness had affected several passengers. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The plane is an Emirates Airlines flight from Dubai. It left early in the morning local time and arrived at Kennedy Airport around 9:30. It was quarantined after the airline reported about 10 passengers had been taken ill. Representatives of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention were on the scene. The New York Police Counterterrorism Division tweeted that the incident appears to be a medical situation. The plane was surrounded by ambulances. Passengers were seen disembarking onto the tarmac about an hour after the flight arrived. Warren Levinson, New York.
Britain has charged two men it believes to be Russian military intelligence officers with poisoning ex-spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter with a nerve agent. The attack happened in Salisbury in March. The men were charged in absentia with conspiracy to commit murder. Neil Basu is Britain's head of counterterrorism and assistant police commissioner.
We have put a file in front of the Crown Prosecution Service, who've announced charges today for the crimes of attempted murder of Sergei and Yulia Skripal and Nick Bailey and possession of a Novichok nerve agent.
Russia denies it played a role in the poisoning. It says it does not recognize the names of the two men charged. This is VOA News.